Well, so far we haven't seen too much of rioting or looting, but from what we've heard, there are people who are afraid, people who are staying indoors, and we think that this is going to be a huge sign, the presence of 100 youth, present in London. Here we're going to be singing, and we're going to be announcing the good news, and we're going to be evangelizing from our experience. That I can say that for me, I'm the oldest of 10 children. My father was a firefighter who died on September 11th. And when he died, it put a big question mark in my life. Like, I know the sufferings in all the people here. Also, now with the riotings, which is very, very much what's going on today. And these things, they make us question. All these sufferings, all the problems going on, they make us question. But how is it possible that God is there? Because when my father died, I thought, but if God exists, he's not such a nice guy. And really, this event, the death of my father, especially since I'm oldest of 10 kids, it really made me question, how God could allow something like that. And instead, that through the church, through the Neo-Catechumenal Way, which is the group that we're with, I was able to see how God, through this event, he wanted to show me that he's my father, that he's the father of all my brothers and sisters, and how we've all been able to grow up. And even though I rebelled very much against God, the fact that today I'm studying to be a priest is a huge miracle, and that he's really done wonders in my family. And now also he's present, and now we're going to be announcing that he's present also here for these people, that with their sufferings, with their problems, that he can be, that he's a support for them, and that he has a plan for them, and that even in the sufferings that they don't understand, that he's trying to show them his love for them. Like, even through the death of my father, he wanted to show me his love for me. And today also, my mom, she's been fighting with cancer for 2 years, and many people are shocked by this, and to hear that a widowed mother of 10 children is struggling with cancer, and it's a shock for many people. But in my house, it's incredible, because you find a joy that you wouldn't find anywhere else, where someone is struggling with cancer. And in such a situation, to find a joy, to deal with death, to speak about it in peace, to prepare the things, that God, he wants good for us, that he doesn't abandon us, that he's there supporting us, that he's the father of my family, that he's taking care of us, that he's the one helping us all to grow up. And it's incredible, the work that he's doing with me, with my family, with my brothers and sisters. And nothing. And we're here to announce this to the people, that there's an answer to the sufferings of life.
Well, it sounds like you've had a very emotional, spiritual journey that brought you from a rejection of God to actually wanting to work for God. But how are you guys going to go about evangelizing, not just in England, but when you're in Spain, but also when you go back home?
Well, first of all, a big part of the evangelization is the fact that I'm studying to be a priest. And many people, I'll be on the train and someone will ask me what I do for a living. And to say that I study for a priest, I get many strange looks. And this alone is an announcement that people ask, but so you're not going to get married, so you're going to stay single the rest of your life. And people see me and it puts a very big, they really wonder. And this alone is an announcement, that God exists, that this is true, that there's something more than just what this world offers, but that God is offering us a joy that goes beyond marriage, that goes beyond anything, all the pleasures of this world, that God is offering something better. And when people see someone that's studying for it, this alone is an announcement. And here it's easy. Moving with a group of 100 youth, all happy, all singing and dancing. And yesterday we had bed bugs in the hotel and that we're staying at, and to see how we deal with it differently. And all the events of life, all the sufferings of life, when people see what we go through and see how we handle it differently, because we have God as our support, that he's our helper, that he's father of the orphans, that he's defender of the widows, that he's taking care of us every day, and that people see how we can handle the sufferings of life differently than those who don't see God in their life, that they feel that they're struggling. And we can
Okay, you were talking about bed bugs and how people react differently to the suffering and so on. How did people react?
Well, it was just a matter, to find bed bugs in the bed, obviously, you makes you not want to sleep there. But that they spoke about it, to have the seat changed in peace, but not coming down screaming, yelling at the customer serving desk, threatening to sue, no screaming, no yelling, but in peace, asking, excuse me, please, can we have a change of sheets on the bed? Can we fix this because we found this problem? And to do it differently, that many other people, I mean, they come down screaming, yelling in a panic, something wild. And here, as pilgrims, we came here, we found bed bugs, and we become a sign because to handle the suffering in a different way.
There's been talk, in fact, in the UK about a need to reawaken the moral conscience of people. And it sounds like a good idea all around, given the crime and violence we see just about everywhere these days. What do you think that governments and faith communities can do together, perhaps, to promote ethics, a new way of a new sense of morality, especially in underprivileged areas of society?
Yeah, to promote morality, the first thing, I mean, no, it's not going to work if anyone's going around beating laws over people's heads. No one ever converted because they got beat over the head with the Ten Commandments. And the first thing is an announcement of the love of God, and that if you see that God loves you, that what he wants for you is what's best for you, and this is what changes people's lives. This is what changes the way people live. That when I realized that all the things that my parents taught me that I heard in church, I mean, that, for example, I mean, not with drinking, with sex, with drugs. I mean, when you learn that this isn't what's going to make you happy and that God instead is offering you what's going to make you happy, this is what changes life. I mean, not to steal. And that others see you happy, not stealing, not fornicating, not drinking, not taking drugs. And this is a sign. And so, first of all, when people realize that God loves them, this is what changes the way people live. And this is why this announcement that we're doing here in London is so important. And then also, I mean, that when someone has a new morality in them, that when they're there present and people see how happy they are living like this, that this is what announces a new morality, something new.
Pope Benedict has asked young people to read the Bible as their summer reading, to get to know the scriptures inside and out, to be able to present the good word in a credible and convincing way. How would you say that helps you when you are challenged about your faith or even the Catholic Church?
Well, when I was struggling, I guess the gospel was, it didn't speak to me too much, but really I can say that in the neo-catechumenal way, we have a lot of exposure to the Word of God. And I mean, besides going to Mass every Sunday, we also have a celebration of the Word once a week where we just listen to the Word of God. And it's a huge support to see. I think especially when I was at the point of when I was rebelling against God, what struck me the most was this about the love of God. That Jesus Christ went around announcing how the kingdom of God is present among us. And this, I mean, to think, I mean, to hear that the kingdom of God is present with me, that God loves me, that God is a father. How many times does Jesus speak about God as a father? I mean, all these words, especially when it speaks about how God is the father of the orphans and the protector of the widows, these things, they all struck me, and they seemed so pertinent to my life. And to hear these words when I was rebelling against God is what really helped me.